This is Tejano Gold.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Welcome back. Estás escuchando Tejano Gold Countdown. This is where you'll hear the best Tejano music around the world being played by our affiliate family of some of the best Tejano stations in the USA. I'm your host, Rudy Trevino, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch. That's Budweiser, Bud Light, and Estrella Jalisco.
Number 13.
Stevie D avanza en los charts, and this week it's number 13 with his brand new song, La Última Vez, on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Si sigo yo tu juego, me moriré de dolor. No pierdo la esperanza que un día llegará alguien que sea sincera y que me quiera de verdad. Alguien que me ame como tú nunca lo hiciste. Repare todo lo que en mí tú destruiste. Esta es la última vez que nos vamos a ver. No te voy a rogar, no te voy a buscar. Estoy cansado de ser tu juguete, con quien tú te diviertes. Mi alma solo pide paz. Y hoy te digo adiós, ya se acabó el amor. Yo sé que encontraré alguien que sea fiel. Vas a buscarme aunque no quieras aceptarlo. El precio será caro porque tendré un nuevo amor. Y tú tan sola respirando tu dolor. Que un día llegará alguien que sea sincera y que me quiera de verdad. Alguien que me ame como tú nunca lo hiciste. Que repare todo lo que en mí tú destruiste. Esta es la última vez. Vamos a ver, no te voy a rogar, no te voy a buscar. Estoy cansado de ser tu juguete, con quien tú te diviertes. Mi alma solo pide paz. Y hoy te digo adiós, ya se acabó el amor. Yo sé que encontraré alguien que sea fiel. Vas a buscarme aunque no quieras aceptarlo. El precio será caro, porque tendré un nuevo amor. Sola respirando tu dolor. Y tú tan sola respirando tu dolor. Y tú tan sola respirando tu dolor.
Tejano Gold Countdown, number 13, Stevie D with La Última Vez, written by Juan H. Trevino.
Number 12.
Grammy Award winners Danny y Javier Vidal. They're at number 12 this week with their latest single, Nadie Me La Va a Quitar. Produced by Freddie Records, La Número 12 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Alguien que la mujer más bonita del mundo. ¿A dónde se fue? No lo sé, pero yo te aseguro, la voy a encontrar. Dicen que la vieron con un amigo mío, que ya se olvidó de que conmigo se entregó. Yo fui el primero y tendrá que regresar. Amigo mío, ella es muy bonita, no te culpo por quererme la quitar, pero no te olvides,
no te olvides
que yo fui el primero que estuvo ahí. Por eso mismo volverá hacia mí. La mujer más bonita del mundo, nadie me la va a quitar. Es mía, nadie me la va a quitar. La mujer más bonita del mundo, nadie me la va a quitar. Es mía, nadie me la va a quitar. La vieron con un amigo mío, que ya se olvidó de que conmigo se entregó. Yo fui el primero y tendrá que regresar. Amigo mío, ella es muy bonita, no te culpo por quererme la quitar, pero no te olvides,
no te olvides
que yo fui el primero que estuvo ahí. Por eso mismo volverá hacia mí. La mujer más bonita del mundo, nadie me la va a quitar. Es mía, nadie me la va a quitar. La mujer más bonita del mundo, nadie me la va a quitar. Es mía, nadie me la va a quitar.
Tejano Gold Countdown, number 12 on the national charts. Nadie me la va a quitar. Grupo Vidal, written by Mr. Freddy Martinez, this week at number 12 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Hoy en nuestro estudio nos visita Chris Rodriguez, productor y líder de Tejano Highway 281. Let's talk about these difficult times. How are you and your guys handling your careers and your performances during this age of COVID-19?
You know, I can say it's pretty rough right now with the pandemic and all. I mean, COVID-19 really came in and screwed everything up for every musical group out there. I mean, it's been horrible since March up until now. I mean, this is a livelihood of a bunch of bands. I mean, this is what they depend on. You know, a lot of people don't understand and they don't know, but I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars here are at stake that a lot of the bands have lost out on. I know that we, since March, you know, we were booked all the way to the end of the year, and it's been really rough for us. You know, there's a lot of money that's been lost, and, you know, a lot of the musicians actually depend on this for their yearly income. And, you know, let me tell you, it's rough. It's really rough. But we're, you know, we have faith. We have faith that it's going to pass by, it's going to pass through, and, you know, sooner or later, everything's going to get back to normal again.
Absolutely, Chris, and we trust everything's going to happen very soon.
Number 11.
Another great song produced during this quarantine, Voy a Sacarme la Espina, by the legendary Rubén Ramos. This one featuring Rick Fuentes. It's at number 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Voy a sacarme la espina, voy a sacarme la espina que muy dentro me clavaste.
jugar conmigo, como jugar con un niño. Voy a sacarme la espina, voy a sacarme la espina con otro nuevo cariño.
Tejano Gold Countdown, voy a sacarme la espina by el mero mero, Rubén Ramos, el gato negro, featuring the legendary Rick Fuentes. And this week makes it up to number 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hola, it's Romeo, and here's the latest from TejanoNation.net. Netflix announced the release date for Selena the Series. The biographical drama about the late Tejano music icon will premiere on December 4th. The announcement was made by Netflix via the streaming giant's Latinx social media arm, Contodo. A video teaser for the show was released with the caption, quote, "Every legend begins with a dream," end quote. Selena the Series is a coming-of-age story following Selena, played by Walking Dead and Twilight actress Christian Serratos, and all the heart-wrenching and life-changing choices she and her family have to make as they navigate success, family, and music. Ricardo Chavira, who will portray Selena's father, Abraham Quintanilla, shared details on the series in a recent interview with San Antonio TV station KINZ 5.
The one thing that you're going to get more out of this, I think, than any other story or movie or anything that you've seen is the beginning. When she was young and when they were over in Lake Jackson area in Houston and then moved from there to Corpus and all of that. That, we're covering that a lot more than I think it ever has been covered. What it took for her to become what she became.
The first part of the two-part Selena the Series will premiere December 4th on Netflix. Watch the latest trailer for the show at TejanoNation.net. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano News.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. Okay, we're going to be taking a quick break, but before we do, a reminder of your Tejano trivia quiz. Here it is once again. He's one of the biggest Tejano legends who formed his band along with his family at the end of World War II when they worked the cotton fields and the railroads. He used to sing covers of rhythm and blues until 1969 when he founded his own band playing Chicano and getting wide recognition in the Tejano music industry. Later in 1998, he teamed up with David Hidalgo and Cesar Ross of Los Lobos, Joe Eli, Freddie Fender, Flaco Jimenez, and Rick Treviño to form Los Super 7. Who am I talking about? Do you know who this guy is? We're going to have the answer coming up later in our trivia quiz on Tejano Gold Countdown. So, no le cambies. We'll be right back.
Tejano Gold. You might wonder where the smooth taste of Estrella Jalisco comes from. It started in 1910 in Jalisco, Mexico, the birthplace of tequila and home to the best micheladas in the world. There it draws from the rich culture and fresh flavors of Jalisco to craft a Mexican beer with a signature smooth taste. This heritage means it's grounded in rituals, like pairing with tequila or crafting the best micheladas. So when you're looking for a smooth and refreshing beer, look for the star, Estrella Jalisco. Salud. Enjoy responsibly. Estrella Jalisco Beer, imported by Import Brands Alliance, St. Louis, Missouri.